that if Maduro's goal was to assume dictatorial powers, he could just do it now. I mean, right, he has the control of the military. Invoking a constitutional assembly is a pretty roundabout way and pretty inefficient way to do it, if that was his goal. Let me explain a little what the Constituent Assembly is for folks and what it looks like, and it'll illustrate my point. So the Constituent Assembly is a group which will be able to independently, and meaning independently of the Maduro government, redraft the Constitution. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's already a Chavista Constitution. It was drafted in the early years of the Hugo Chavez government. And so I do find it a little ironic that right-wing folks are crying that the Chavista Constitution may be changed. But in any case, so 545 people ultimately will be elected to do this. I say ultimately because most of the people were elected on Sunday, but the indigenous groups will be able to elect their representatives to the assembly next week. So ultimately there'll be, there'll be 545 representatives of the people to draft the Constitution. And when I say representative of the people, they're very representative. So who's on there? There's people, and I met some of these people, people representing the disabled, people representing indigenous, people representing Afro-Venezuelans, people representing workers, students. It's a very grassroots assembly. These are very, you know, this is your salt of the earth who's on this.
But
these are not career politicians.
But aren't they all members of Maduro's ruling party?
No, they are not.
Okay, that's a false statement then that I am reading here from the from the Guardian newspaper. The winners among the 5,500 ruling party candidates running for seats in the Constituent Assembly will have the task of rewriting the Constitution. So that then is a false claim by the Guardian reporter.
Yeah, it's not true. I mean, there again, many people are independent. My friend Jacobo, who I know very well, is a trade unionist. He, for the first time, is running. He ran for a delegate seat. I'm not sure if he won or not. The point being, you know, these are regular people. These are common people who will have a chance to redraft the Constitution. Most of us would think of at least the idea of that as kind of beautiful, right? And by the way, if people don't like that Constitution, and the press isn't talking about this much either, there's going to be a referendum later for people to vote on whether they want that Constitution or not.
Mm-hmm.